Jesse was at his desk when Molly brought Bobby Portugal in. "Remember me?" Portugal said. "Sure," Jesse said. "Have a seat." They're cleaning out the house," Portugal said. "Where you and Tammy lived?" "Yeah. And I had to come in from Springfield to get some stuff left there. Probably hoping it would give me an excuse to come back. So I thought I'd stop by and see how the case was coming. Not much hard evidence," Jesse said. "You got her diary?" Jesse was silent for a moment. Then he got up and walked around Portugal and closed the office door. When he was back behind his desk again, he said, "Diary." "Yeah. You didn't mention it when you was in Springfield, but I figure, cops, you know. I'm not bad-mouthing the police, I'm just figuring you got it and don't see no reason to talk about it with me." She kept a diary. Long as I knew her. Every night. Last thing. Even if we had sex, when we was done, she'd write in the freaking diary. You ever read it? No. It was one of those leather ones with a lock on it. She wore the key on a chain around her neck. Little gold key. She had a lot of ambition. I think she thought she could write down everything she did and someday she could get someone to help her and they'd write a book about all her exciting adventures. Portugal shook his head and smiled grimly. Like getting knocked up by me. Jesse was quiet. So if you had the diary, I figured it might tell you something. Who she was seeing, who she went out with that night. Something. She wasn't somebody to stay home and watch TV. Jesse shook his head slowly. You don't have it, do you? Portugal said, slowly surprised. No. Did you see the drawer where she kept it? Yeah, sure. It's what made me think of it. It wasn't in there. You find a key on her when you found her? Jesse shook his head. You might have missed it. No. She always had it on her. She was stark naked, Jesse said as gently as he could. We'd have seen it. Portugal sat still a minute looking at nothing. Yeah, sure, he said after a moment. You'd have seen it. You find the clothes? No. Portugal nodded as if that were meaningful. If you keep a diary for a long time, you fill up the pages. Did you keep the old ones? Yeah, I think so. She bought a new one when we got married, and that's the only one I know. She probably left the other ones home at her mother's house when she got married. You think her mother took it? Portugal shrugged. She could have. They were in there cleaning out the place. It's going on the market Monday. I don't get any. They get it all. Her old lady didn't even want me in there to get my things. She never got over me knocking up her baby girl. But the old man's not a bad guy. He called me and told me to come and get my stuff. The old lady would have chucked it in the dumpster. Jesse tapped gently on the desk cup with his fingers. Finally he said, I have your phone number. I know anything. I'll let you know. I'd appreciate it. You can count on it, Jesse said.